I was born in an old log cabin way, way back in the forest. With no neighbors for miles to talk to or do anything for us. No running water, no electric lights. Just an old potbelly stove to warm us on those cold, cold winter nights. Well, my daddy left us the day that I came. Leaving behind his picture in an old dime store frame. He named me Independence, and that's no lie, because I was born on the 4th of July. He left Mom alone to raise his only child. As he took off running, running free and wild. So there I was, just me and my mother, all alone in the woods, but we had each other. She struggled to raise me and keep me alive. I started helping out when I was only 5. We raised our own garden, a few chickens too, an old cow for milking. That's about all we could do. She taught me how to sew, she taught me how to cook. She read to me the Bible and an old geography book. Arithmetic and writing, she did her best. But I knew someday I would have to learn the rest. Then suddenly one day I was alone again. Mama passed away when I was only 10. I quickly decided that was enough for me. Time to leave, for I am now free. Leave this old log home nestled in the trees. The place that's always been home, my home to me. So I headed south as I started to roam. I'm gonna find the father I've never known. Well, I searched for 3 years without a single bite. Then one day I stumbled onto this coal mining site. And there in the middle of the old camp, sat an old man that looked like an old tramp. He was bent over, all covered in dirt. So I pulled it out of my shirt. I thought maybe, just maybe, I'd give it a try. So I yelled, "Independence!" And to my surprise, he stared right through me with those old bloody shot eyes. "Son," he said, "we meet at last. I hope you forgive me for what I did in the past. When I named you Independence, I was not trying to be mean. It's because my daddy named your daddy. He named him Halloween. I always understood it was always just fine. And it's only fair, because his name was Valentine. His father was named Christmas. I could go on till I'm blue. Way, way back then, there's a Thanksgiving in there too. But I've since had a son of my own. And unlike me, I've never left him alone. And I chose to name him Sonny, 'cause I thought New Year's Day just sounded a little bit funny.